From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Analysts are predicting an unchanged jobless rate of 9.1% when the government issues its monthly employment report this morning. Daniel Carson reports economists are hoping for better news on the number of jobs added to payrolls.
Economists are bracing to see how much cold water last month's gyrations in the stock market threw on job growth. They say that kind of uncertainty, especially in a sluggish economy, makes businesses jittery about expanding their operations and payrolls. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vittner.
Our expectations right now are not for anything all that inspiring. I mean, we're looking for a fairly modest increase in non-farm employment.
Wells Fargo is predicting the private sector added 30,000 jobs last month. State and local government workers are expected to take the biggest hit again. Nearly 600,000 have been laid off in the past 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
One bright spot for the economy is the auto industry. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit reports automakers watched their sales improve last month.
Sales for General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler surpassed the expectation of industry analysts, especially in light of weak consumer confidence and Hurricane Irene. GM sales jumped 18% as consumers continued to purchase fuel-efficient vehicles such as the Chevy Cruze. Ford sales rose 11%. Demand for Chrysler vehicles jumped 31%, leading the automaker to its best August since 2007. Toyota and Honda continue to suffer from supply problems caused by Japan's earthquake and tsunami earlier in the year. Toyota sales fell nearly 13%. Honda sales dropped 24%. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
A slow-moving tropical depression is threatening the Gulf Coast and could drench the region with up to 20 inches of rain. Fred Ziegler is at the National Weather Service.
The tropical storm warning is in effect for Pascagoula to the Atchafalaya River, and that includes the city of New Orleans, including the tidal lakes, the Lake Pontchartrain, and Lake Maurepas.
The system could strengthen into a tropical storm later today and make landfall in south-central Louisiana by tomorrow afternoon. While the focus lately has been on the destruction Hurricane Irene left behind in the northeast, the storm devastated some of North Carolina's most profitable crops. Michelle Bliss of member station WHQR reports that farmers struggled with severe drought conditions before the storm unleashed powerful winds and rain.
Because of severe drought, State Department of Agriculture spokesperson Brian Long says farmers were forced to delay their harvest, pushing them back into the peak of hurricane season.
Some tobacco farms had total loss of their crop. The stalks were flattened, corn stalks were blown down, tobacco plants were blown down, cotton was affected.
One county is already reporting a crop damage estimate of $37 million. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Bliss in Wilmington, North Carolina.
And in Washington, this is NPR News. The federal agency that oversees mortgage markets in the United States is apparently preparing to file suit against more than a dozen big banks. The New York Times is reporting the Federal Housing Finance Agency is planning to accuse the banks of misrepresenting the quality of mortgages they packaged and sold as securities during the housing bubble. Berkeley law professor Goodwin Liu has been sworn in as a justice on the California Supreme Court. NPR's Nita Totenberg reports Liu's nomination to a federal appeals court had been blocked by Senate Republicans earlier this year.
Liu's confirmation by the California Commission on Judicial Appointments was in stark contrast to his year-long and unsuccessful battle in the U.S. Senate to win confirmation for a federal judgeship. His state Supreme Court nomination was considered in less than 2 months. 10 witnesses testified in support, none against, and on Thursday, Liu was sworn in by Governor Jerry Brown just in time to hear a case next week testing whether financial backers of California's Proposition 8 banning gay marriage have the right to defend the law in court when state officials decline to do so. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Health officials say a push to get pediatricians to stop prescribing antibiotics for the wrong illnesses is paying off a bit. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study finds that since the early 1990s, there's been a 10% drop in prescription rates for antibiotics for kids 14 and younger. CDC epidemiologist Lori Hicks says the findings represent progress.
What we found was that between 1993 and 2008, antibiotic prescribing rates for children decreased by 10% overall, and this is great news.
She says pressure from patients and parents is one reason why they are overprescribed. This is NPR News.